Then, seventhly, rejoice in others' merits. Well, this also in a way is a bit of an Old Testament, but never mind. It's not included in my first 15 points, so let it be included in the second, because it is really very, very important. Huh? And especially, I would say, particularly as this is a gathering of order members, rejoice in the merits of other order members. Rejoice in one another's merits. If an order member has done something really good, positive, useful, noble, heroic, rejoice in that. And I think this especially applies to perhaps senior order members. Not that the less senior ones are excluded by any means, but some of our senior order members are really quite remarkable people. And I often feel very, very proud of them. I'm not going to mention any names, that would be invidious, but I feel a lot of confidence in many of the very senior order members, and feel that I will be in a position to hand over responsibility, you know, when the time for that comes. I'll say a bit about that towards the end of this talk. So we should rejoice in the merits of one another, rejoice in the merits of order members, and especially in the merits of our older and more experienced order members who contribute so much to the order and to the movement. Occasionally, I'm sorry to say, I'm aware of a little bit of sort of sniping at senior and responsible order members rather than rejoicing in their merits. This is not to say that they don't sometimes make mistakes. They may do that. Anybody may make mistakes. But sometimes I'm aware of a little bit of sniping, which seems to come from a sort of spirit of competitiveness, or at least from a lack of full and proper appreciation. So don't let this get in the way. Because sometimes, of course, prominent people do open themselves in a way to being snapped at just because they are prominent. But in many cases, they're prominent just because of the good that they're doing, the leading part that they're taking, the very greatness of the contribution they're making. So let us make a very definite attempt to rejoice in others' merits, and especially in the merits of those who are doing more than we are. Perhaps we aren't doing very much for the Dharma, very much for the movement. Perhaps we're not in a position to, quite objectively. But don't let that restrain us. Let us rejoice in the merits of those who are doing more than we are. I'll mention one particular person, one particular order member. I feel free to mention him because he's absent, and that's Lokamitra. I rejoice in Lokamitra's merits almost every day. I rejoice in them whenever I think of Lokamitra, because he's done so much for the movement. If it hadn't been for Lokamitra, I don't think there would have been well over 100 new order members in India. There wouldn't have been a Karunal Trust, because Karunal Trust wouldn't have had any channels into which to pour all the wealth that it has gathered here in this country. I could even say that that some of the things, or most of the things that Lokamitra has done, I couldn't have done myself. I'm quite sure of that. He has a particular combination of qualities which has enabled him to be very effective in that situation. So I personally rejoice very, very much in Lokamitra's merits, and I take him just as a particularly conspicuous example, and also because he happens not to be present. But there are others in whose merits I rejoice in practically equal measure, who have also contributed so much to the movement, to the Dharma. And of course I rejoice in the merits of each and every one of you. I don't think there's anybody who hasn't made a quite significant contribution, even if only within his or her local Sangha, to the well-being of the movement. So let's all of us rejoice in the merits of other order members. But of course, in order to rejoice in the merits, we have to know them. Some of you perhaps haven't even met Lokamitra, for instance. But even if we haven't met certain other order members, we can read about them, and we can read about them in Shabda, where very often they do speak about what they're doing. Huh? In this connection, I was rather disappointed a few months ago to hear an order member say, "Well, of course, I never read Shabda." To me, this really sounded a quite shocking statement. We should all read Shabda. I mean, I certainly do read it myself, and I can certainly hold myself up as an example in this respect, if not in any other. I certainly do read my Shabda. I read it as soon as I get it, and if it's late, I inquire for it, as some of you know. And messages go flying around. Why has Bhante not received his Shabda yet? Whereas I'm eager to get to it and know what you've all been doing. And yes, to rejoice in your merits when I read about all the good and noble and even heroic things that some of you have been doing. So read your Shabda so that you know what other order members are doing and can rejoice in their merits in an intelligent sort of way. It's not that you just say, without knowing anything about them, "Oh yes, I rejoice in the merits of all other order members." That's not really nearly enough. And of course, if you rejoice in the merits of order members, you'll start taking pride in them. You'll be proud of them. You'll be proud of the whole order. And I do sometimes think that we don't take enough pride in ourselves. Now, this is, I'm afraid, an English trait, and I'm going to exempt all the non-English people. Yeah? I'm addressing more particularly the English order members. But I think English people, and when I say English, I mean English, I don't mean British, and I'm excluding the Scots and the Irish and the Welsh. English people don't, I think, very often think enough of themselves. They tend to run themselves down. So maybe that's all right, on the ordinary social political level, but it's not all right on the spiritual level. We should rejoice in our own merits and be proud of ourselves, proud of our order. After all, after 25 years between us, we really have built up something. We really have created something in our whole movement that is worthwhile, that is contributing something really positive, to the whole movement. We got some glimpse of that yesterday in the course of Ratna Ketu's talk. I hadn't realized myself how many, centers we did have. It's quite a staggering thought, the number of people we have come into contact with and who had even just passed through the movement in the course of the last so many years. So let's take pride in the order. And that means sticking up for the order. If someone misrepresents or criticizes the order to you or seems to have not a very clear idea of what it's all about, well, don't hesitate to correct that. Don't let them get away with it. Do it, of course, appropriately, but don't let them get away with it. And of course, if we rejoice in one another's merits and if we're proud of the order, another thing also will happen, which will be that we will trust one another. I do feel that there's still not quite enough trust, within the order, not quite enough trust between order members. And this perhaps is a bit of a hangover from our experience of the world. You can't trust the world. You'll be a very foolish person who trusted the world. I certainly don't trust the world. I don't trust the media. I don't trust the TV people. I don't trust the newspapers. I don't trust most of the authors I read, not those who write about, say, religious, social, political matters. I don't trust them one little bit. I think I've got a well-developed faculty of distrust. It's been very useful to me. I think it's helped me to survive some difficult situations. Some people used to tell me that I had a suspicious look. Well, yes, that's natural. I'm not surprised. But, that's quite all right when dealing with the outside world, but it's not appropriate within the movement, and least of all is it appropriate within the order. So trust one another. Don't suspect one another. Don't suspect one another's motives. Take it that the motives are pure until you have very definite reason to think otherwise, and if that does happen, well, just take it up in a positive manner with the person concerned. But trust one another. If you can't trust one another, you can't work together. Well, those of you who work in team-based right livelihood businesses will know that mutual trust is at the very essence of the matter, both in spiritual and in practical business terms.